free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, April the 12th, 2019. This is the day that Britain automatically leaves the European Union. Oh, wait, they put that off to Halloween. The witch, Theresa May. So that's not happening. The question is, are they going to be extraditing Julian Assange, and under what flimsy pretense? Of course, yesterday we began the program with the breaking news that Julian Assange had been drugged out of the Ecuadorian embassy where he had had political asylum in London for nearly 7 years. And today we're going to take a look at the details of what the American government, the corrupt Department of Justice here in the United States, is trying to do. And folks, let's understand. This is a problem that is far bigger than Julian Assange. I've reported on story after story from the Bundy Ranch and on. The corruption that is in the Department of Justice is just breathtaking. This is just the latest example. And you better hope that you don't wind up in the crosshairs. We're going to be talking to a guest today about many people who have wound up in the crosshairs of this corrupt so-called justice system. Put that in air quotes. For the most part, a lot of innocent families, poor families, having their children taken away without any due process. Because when the government doesn't respect the rights of high-profile individuals, when they violate the very things that are prohibited specifically in the Bill of Rights, that they're prohibited from doing, freedom of the press, and that includes especially people talking critically about their government and exposing criminal actions of their government. That's what's at the center of all this. So if you're going to lock up people who expose criminal action of the government, if everything the government does is hidden from us, while our lives, our very thoughts, are an open book to the government, and they are, with geospatial intelligence, going back to James Clapper, going back to the late 90s. Since that period of time, geospatial intelligence has been the fastest growing aspect of these spooks in Washington. And with it, they can do anticipatory intelligence. They can look at your activity. It's ABI, activity-based intelligence, to master the human domain with human domain analytics, HDA. And this has been geospatial intelligence. They have an annual conference every year, thousands of people. Clapper's been at the top of this. They can look at your life. They don't have to look at your messages, listen to your messages. Yeah, Alexa's doing that, but they're far more sophisticated than this. And they can look at your political affiliations. They can anticipate what you're going to do. And they read your very mind. Anticipatory intelligence is something that is very concerning. And here's where they're going to bring it all together, folks. They're going to bring it together in the 5G smart cities. You will be the key possession in their Internet of Things. You will be one of their things that they're constantly monitoring, constantly watching, all of your activity. And no matter how harmless and innocuous you think the things that you do are, they're going to be using it to control you. So we're going to be talking to Eric Peters about that today as well. It's going to be coming in every aspect. Every day we see more information about all the information your car is going to be taking on you. And for the most part, the discussion in the press doesn't have anything to do with your privacy or your freedom or how this is going to be used to control you. They're just saying, well, you know, that's going to be a lot of data and a lot of value to that. So who's going to regulate how these companies make money? The answer to that would be no one. Because they are the corporate shills who will turn over all this information to the government. This principle was established back in the 1960s when the CIA and the NSA were illegally, unconstitutionally spying on Americans. That's why we had the FISA court and the FISA Act and so forth as the church hearings. But they decided that if you are using a service using the phone company, then all that data belongs to the phone company. That's been the governing legal principle. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, April the 12th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to begin with a correction. I spent some time yesterday talking about the quote, "No man escapes when freedom fails, and the best men rot in filthy jails. Those who cry appease, appease are hanged by men they try to please." A great poem, something that really applies at this very moment. And I said to President Trump, if you try to appease the deep state, the broad state, the dark state, the people who have been working to try to shut down and criminalize whistleblowing everywhere, the same people using the same tactics. Isn't it funny? You know, this is one of the key things that police investigators look at. A criminal has a certain MO, a certain method of operation. And the criminals who are running our government, and they are the government, make no mistake about it, the military-industrial complex is the government. That really was the message in that book that Julian Assange made sure that he grabbed and showed everybody yesterday as they were dragging him out of the Ecuadorian embassy. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But if you try to appease these people, President Trump, the same people that use the same tactics, the same smear tactics on you, it's not going to work out good for you, and it's going to destroy this country. Let's make America free again. Let's make America the rule of law again. Let's make elections count here and in the UK, where they're being shut down by these this permanent ruling class. But as I said yesterday when I talked about that, that's a quote from Hiram Mann. When I looked up Hiram Mann, I got the wrong Hiram Mann. So I want to clarify that. The Hiram Mann that I talked about was a great American, a patriot. He was one of the Tuskegee Airmen. And it sounded like something that he would say, except that it wasn't. There was actually, it's always listed, the quote is always listed as attributed to Hiram Mann, but it's actually George Hiram Mann. He was a self-taught lawyer. And, you know, the language was a little bit stilted. That's why I was kind of surprised that somebody Hiram Mann, the Tuskegee Airman, died in 2014. At the age of 92, he is a World War II veteran, of course, as being one of the one of the first black groups of airmen allowed, fought very bravely, had 48 missions. But this Hiram Mann was somebody who was a generation or two earlier than that. He was born in 1872, died in 1955. And that quote comes from 1947. And it was just something that he sent into letters to the editor, to the Wall Street Journal. Very interesting. Self-taught attorney who took some very high-profile cases and won them. So again, just want to make that correction. But it is true. And we need to pay attention to that truth that no one is going to escape when freedom fails. We hang together or we hang separately. And that is especially true of journalism. We're going to talk about that and what is behind that. Just one piece of fake news before we get into that. And I'll talk about this more later. Free Thought Project says that a mom catches CBS News, quote-unquote news, using an image of her vaccine-injured child and falsely claiming that the child was damaged with measles. How's that for hypocrisy, irony, fake news? We'll talk more about that later. But let's talk first about the legal challenges and the charges and the arguments that are being made against Julian Assange. There are, as Rolling Stones points out, everything that Julian Assange is accused of explained, and they go into a great deal of detail about the charges that were filed against him in the wake of the Swedish rape charges. But here's what you need to know, because I don't really give those charges any credibility. Yeah, you can look into them, you can investigate them, but isn't it interesting that those charges came up less than a month after what they're really upset about? About 750,000 documents that were released. One of those, the video that has been viewed millions of times on YouTube. I'm surprised that it's still there. Surprised it's still there. The cold-blooded murder, of course they call it collateral murder. It's not collateral damage, it's cold-blooded murder. 50 caliber machine gun used out of a helicopter, fired at a bunch of people just standing around doing nothing. Some of them journalists holding cameras. You can see that. You can hear these guys laughing about it. You can see them waiting and holding off because they're operating from a very long distance. People don't even know they're there. They don't even know where this shooting is coming from. In a town, an ambulance comes up, clearly marked as an ambulance with the cross on the side and everything. And they wait for that to come up. They wait for them to start hauling the wounded into the ambulance, and then they open fire on the ambulance and the people. Quite frankly, that is barbarous. That is a violation of all the standards of war. Where did we get the standards of war? And this is, if Booty Gay wants to talk about Pence and some of the people around President Trump about hypocrisy, maybe he should focus on what they do about war, except that he approves of that. The Democrats approve of these wars as well. These wars have been owned by the Democrat Party, ever much as they've been owned by the Republicans. Obama at war all 8 years, the first president to be at war all 8 years, because it took a while for George W. Bush to create the pretext for endless war. You know, September 11th, only that took place about 8 months into his administration. So he missed it by 8 months. But, you know, if he'd moved a little bit quicker, perhaps. Nevertheless, Obama owned all those wars, continued all of those wars, added to all of those wars. The Democrats didn't have any problem with it either. The Democrats in Congress, just as much blood on their hands as the Republicans in Congress. And why do we have the process in the Constitution where a war is debated by the representatives of the people in Congress? It's because we want to know if it's justified or not. That has its roots in Christian morality. And other things like not attacking people when they, once the fight has stopped, you try to minimize bloodshed. You don't attack civilians. You stop the attack once somebody is down. You allow them to get medical treatment, instead of opening fire when the ambulance gets there. We have violated every moral principle in this country. That kind of murder bothers me as much as leaving a baby to die on the counter. Murder is not a partisan issue here. Why is it that we can compartmentalize these heinous crimes? And that's really the center of all of this. Let's understand. It's the 750,000 documents and that one in particular, collateral murder, that they were upset about. So yeah, 1 month later, less than a month later, all of these bimbos erupt. Maybe they're right. I shouldn't call them bimbos. Maybe he really did rape women. But that's not really what this is about. I think we all know that this was an effort to get charges against him so that they could get him extradited into the United States and punish him for those documents that were released, because we've never seen any other charges like that before or after levied against Julian Assange. So then that's one charge, the rape charge, which the Swedish government dismissed, said, never mind, we don't care about that anymore. And then as soon as the British pulled out Julian Assange, they said, oh, yeah, now we're interested in that again. There is a statute of limitations that is still there for the rape charges. Statute of limitations is going to come into play with the American charges, however. Second charge is one coming from the United Kingdom saying that he skipped bail. Okay, yeah, he skipped bail. I don't know how serious a charge that is. But again, he's been in jail essentially for 7 years. And then there's the biggie for the United States. Conspiracy to commit computer intrusion. What? What is it? Conspiracy to commit computer intrusion? Yeah. A single count of conspiracy to commit computer intrusion. Now, he didn't actually intrude in the computer. It's kind of like what they came up with against Roger Stone. Roger Stone is being charged with conspiracy to do an interview with Julian Assange. Well, he didn't actually interview Julian Assange, but he conspired and tried to interview Julian Assange. And Julian Assange talked to a whistleblower and tried to get information from that whistleblower, even though he tried to help him and it didn't work. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Remember when TV didn't watch you, you watched television? There's no reviews yet for it, but it's at InfoWarsStore.com. We bought the best-selling antenna. We sell it for, what is it, $5 less than Amazon does, InfoWars HD digital TV antenna. And, I mean, look, you're talking like 100-plus digital channels, and then they'll have 4 or 5 sub-channels of every old cool TV show, old movies. It's like way better than cable, and it's like Hawaii Five-0, Gilligan's Island, I Dream of Jeannie, Dallas, stuff from the 90s, new stuff, like when the Olympics was on. I didn't know there were 10 channels of Olympics on TV. I mean, it's like, my God, this is way better than cable, and people don't know that it's free after you buy the antenna. The point is that there's so many channels, and it's not watching you. It's not tracking right. You. So we do right. Sell the antennas at the lowest price you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Joining us in the next segment, we're going to have a guest on a little bit earlier than usual today. James White, who is founder and editor of the Northwest Liberty News, is going to be joining us. And, of course, he was somebody who was at the Bundy Ranch standoff as well. And he also has been talking a great deal about CPS. So we're going to be talking to James White later in the show. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to Eric Peters about issues of freedom and mobility. That's right. You know, we look at the efforts to control us. They are thoroughly Skinnerian, B.F. Skinner, beyond freedom and dignity. He wanted to treat us like animals, and that's exactly what they are doing everywhere. But nowhere is that more evident that we have moved beyond freedom and dignity than when we travel. Just take a look at the airport, the TSA goons. And that's coming to us in a variety of ways, folks. The kinds of things that they're working on now won't be as apparent a transgression on your freedom and dignity, but they will be a far deeper transgression on your freedom and dignity than what is being done to you by the TSA right now. So we'll be talking to Eric Peters about that in the next hour as well. But let's take a look at the charges against Julian Assange as they were released. Let's analyze what they are really talking about doing. The Department of Justice alleges that Assange agreed in 2010, this is when this information was released, agreed in 2010 to help Manning crack a password that was stored on the Defense Department computers. Now, according to the indictment, they didn't crack the password. He offered to help him. But then the key issue is not that he got him access. Manning already had access, and the indictment says that. But the indictment accuses him, and Glenn Greenwald has talked at great length about this, accuses Assange was saying, see if you can get more information. And Glenn Greenwald said, journalists do this all the time. And just say, can you get me more information, more documentation? I need to see more. He said, Manning telling Assange, after this upload, that's all I've really got. To which Assange replies, curious eyes never run dry in my experience. Now, Manning pled guilty in February 2013, was released in 2017. After Obama commuted the sentence, Manning was subpoenaed to testify just this February against Julian Assange and was arrested and held in contempt. Manning said, I want this to be a public trial, not a secret trial with a grand jury. I'm not going to talk, if that's the case. Now, in this particular charge, and we'll take a look at more of this charge, but just understand that if Julian Assange were convicted of conspiracy, and we'll break down what this conspiracy charge actually consists of, whether or not it's valid. If he was convicted of that, he would get 5 years in prison. He's already been in prison for 7 years. And they will hold him for quite some time in this particular case if they do that. Now, the only charge, again, is conspiracy to hack a government computer. When you look at what this involves, the National Review says that if you look at the actual legal code, Section 371 of the Penal Code, computer fraud offenses that were the objectives of the conspiracy are part of Section 1030 of that code. Now, there's a couple of different things that are important in this. First of all, there is a 5-year statute of limitations that applies to most federal crimes, including both conspiracy and computer fraud. This all happened 8 years ago. So the question is, what is the legal fiction under which the Department of Justice is operating? And the answer to that legal fiction is that they are charging him now with terrorism. Terrorism. And computer conspiracy. And that has a statute of limitations of 8 years. And so they're getting in just under the wire. They had to work really hard to make sure that they had Theresa May and all the people who worked with the CIA to try to do this same type of thing to President Trump. That's the way they operate. It is a conspiracy with a foreign government, which is what they do all the time. That's what I talked about yesterday, the Five Eyes. the English-speaking intelligence agencies that conspire against each other, against all of their citizens. That's the United States, Canada, the UK, New Zealand, and Australia. So there is a 5-year statute of limitations that applies to this. So to get around that, they bring in an exception for acts of terrorism that transcend national borders, and that gives them 8 years, and they're still just under the wire. The British judge has said, you got to get your charges in here by June the 12th, or no deal on extradition. So I'm wondering if this conversation that is at the center of their charges, that single comment there, I wonder if that was made on June the 12th. I wonder if that's where that magic number comes up. Or if it's just that they like the 12th. You know, April the 12th, that's when we're going to be out of Brexit. June the 12th, we'll do that one. No, I think it probably is when that comment was made, but I don't know exactly. Nevertheless, so is it a federal crime of terrorism? And National Review, again, goes down into the law and says it has to have two elements. Now, understand, these two elements, it is an and. It has to have element one and element two. And going back to your logic classes, you know that it's not or, it's and. That means both of them have to be true in order for the charge of terrorism to be true. So here's the first charge, first component. It has to be in retaliation against government conduct. Well, I ask you, is whistleblowing about a government crime, and that's what that picture, collateral murder, is showing. It is showing violation, it's showing a war crime, a violation of the Geneva Convention. Shooting on people that clearly are not combatants, but even if they were combatants, shooting at the ambulance when it shows up. They recorded it. They laughed about it. It is a war crime. Nobody was punished for doing that. Just like nobody was punished when the CIA tortured people, except the whistleblower, John Kiriakou. He goes to jail. And we see this happening over and over again. The people who commit the crimes, the government agents who commit the crimes, go free. The people who blow the whistle on them and expose those crimes are the ones who go to jail. And so is whistleblowing about government criminal actions, is that retaliation? Well, I don't think so, but maybe that's going to be the argument that the Department of Justice makes, because that has been the way that they operate. That is their MO everywhere. Next section that would have to also be true, it has to be a violation of, as National Review puts it, a long list of offenses, which includes relating to the protection of computers. So if you do anything that relates to the protection of computers, if you're working on a computer, or if the information is on a computer, if the computers are tangentially involved, then, oh, okay, well, now we can extend that to an act of terrorism because it's retaliation. It wasn't retaliation. It was exposure of government crimes. Transparency. That's what WikiLeaks is about. Making transparent what our government is doing when our government is committing crimes in our name. And so if you do that, they call that retaliation. If you use a computer, and of course, who doesn't use a computer today? Everything is centered on, all information is centered on computers. And so National Review says, bottom line, if the Justice Department is going to succeed in prosecuting Assange, it's going to have to win the statute of limitations argument twice in Britain and again in Virginia. That's going to not be a layup, they said. Well, they may if they fail in Britain. That's why you've got these charges in Sweden. If they can't get him extradited from Britain directly, then he'll go to Sweden, and then they'll extradite him from there. Still have to have it three times then.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is James White, founder and editor of Northwest Liberty News, and he was galvanized and began his reporting at the Bundy Ranch standoff. I was there also reporting. I tell you what, it was an amazing event. I want to talk to James White about that, how that got him started. And folks, real journalism is going somewhere and telling what you saw there and doing it honestly, frankly. For the most part, I haven't operated that much as a journalist. I've had some events like the Bundy Ranch standoff, but most of what I do is investigation and analysis, not at the site. Yeah, I go to political conventions. I've been to Bilderberg. I've been to a lot of different events. But still, in terms of the number of hours that I do with this show, it's mostly analysis and investigation. But we never forget the importance of reliable, on-the-spot news reporting. And, of course, James White has also been talking about the broken foster care system. We must not forget, as the left is wringing their hands about child separation at the border, and these are kids that we don't even know if they actually are related to the people who are bringing them across the border. We don't know anything about the kids. We don't know anything about the parents. In some cases, they've tried to hold them long enough to do DNA testing. and the left is screaming about that, but they don't care about CPS coming in and taking children away from families without any due process whatsoever and saying, okay, now you're going to have to sue us to get your kids back while we put them in a very abusive system. That is the crime that the left and the establishment media is turning a blind eye to. So I'm very happy that James White is reporting on that in the Northwest area. You can find him on Facebook, Northwest Liberty News, also on Twitter at NW Liberty News. Thank you for joining us, Mr. White.
Dave, I really appreciate you having me on the broadcast today. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. Tell me a little bit about, you began all this and back in 2013 with the Bundy Ranch standoff. Tell me a little bit about how that galvanized you to start reporting.
You know, Stuart Rhodes, who's been a guest on Alex's program, I think numerous times. He's here in the Montana area and he approached me and asked me, you know, he'd watched some of my reports and saw some of my videos, and he asked me if I wanted to, go down with him to do sort of a video diary, as an Oath Keepers, you know, on the spot reporter. And certainly I jumped at the chance to do that, being, I think I was only maybe a year. I'd been in Northwest Liberty News about a year. So it was a great opportunity for me, you know, Oath Keepers being a national organization. And, I went down there, and I wasn't down there the very first week. I had a reporter on the ground, down there, you know, eyes on the event, the actual standoff. And I came down about a week later. And I know you probably don't remember because you met a lot of people, but I did meet you down there.
You were actually familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. You were under the bridge, standing under the bridge, sort of on that, on the slant that went up, goes up to the bridge. And I shook your hand. You're standing above me, but I'm sure a lot of people did that day. But, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
It was quite
well, you know, the interesting thing about that, James, was that, you know, it became a national story that second week. We got there, and then a couple of days later, you had, all the big news media like CNN and Fox News came in and so forth. And then they were told on Friday, the sheriff, as you recall, gets together with the mainstream media and tells them, we got this all solved, and, we're just gonna, you know, have this, we're gonna have an announcement tomorrow. We're gonna say, yeah, you can, have your grazing rights back, even though they had the cattle. You can have your grazing rights back and everything's just going to be fine. And so they basically all went home. And then that's when everything really happened, was on that Saturday, because Clive and Bundy said, no, I want my cattle back. It's no good to me if you've stolen my cattle to have grazing rights. And so at that point, then it was on, because, he says, I'm not telling anybody what to do, but he said, some of these people are going to go over there and try to get the cattle back. And so that type of thing happened. But I think the most amazing thing was, even after that, how the government would not give up on this and how they kept coming after them, lying about this. And the thing, of course, that turned this, around was the whistleblower. You know, we're talking about Julian Assange. It was the whistleblower that exposed the criminal action, the provocative actions of BLM. It was a BLM whistleblower who told the truth that shut down these corrupt trials that have been dragging on for years.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the Wooten report. And, yeah. You know, I've interviewed Clive and Bundy. I've interviewed his lovely wife, Carol. I've interviewed Ammon a few times, and also Ryan. And I tell you one thing, those Bundy folk, they do know their rights, and they are very, yes, very well educated, and they're very well spoken. And I admire the Bundy family quite a bit. You know, they're real Americana, and they stood up, you know, in all of our steads, and they took a lot of abuse, you know, that really was unnecessary. But I was so glad that the Wooten report came out, and that really did shed a lot of light on really just this blatant criminality, David. I don't know how else to put it. Blatant of the BLM.
Lies and vindictive revenge by the Department of Justice, by the BLM, and a lot of vindictive and revengeful things were done in terms of physical abuse to Ammon and others. When I talked to Ammon after he got out of prison, he was talking about the physical abuse that they suffered, and he still has a damaged hip. And these guys are pretty rough guys. They're not fragile. Mm-hmm. They've spent all their life working and manual labor as ranchers, doing tough work, but they were able to permanently damage his hip there while he was in prison. It's amazing the recriminations that they took against them.
No, indeed, you know, and this is all. The funny thing about the Wooten report is, and I did my own sort of my own news update on that. you know, this was their own chief investigator. This was their guy, right? Yeah. He came out and he exposed the fact that really the Bundys weren't the bad actors in that whole play. It was the BLM. And, you know, they kicked his door down, took all of his computers. I mean, really gave him a rough time. And
that's what they do.
They do. And like I pointed out, this is their guy that they're doing that to. What chance do we have? You know,
that's right. Look at what they did to the NSA whistleblowers like William Binney, kicked his door down, come in while he's in the shower and so forth, and trying to manufacture charges against Thomas Drake. These are the guys who told us right after 9/11, we have a way that we can comply with the Constitution and still do our job to look after dangerous guys, and we can anonymize all this stuff, and we've done it internally. But they want to shut this down with a system that they spent billions of dollars on with an outside contractor, and it violates the Constitution and everybody's rights. And they blew the whistle, and nobody in Congress wanted to know that, and they actually came after these guys to punish them. That's what always happens. That is the MO that we see constantly from our government.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that we're seeing here, you know, with, I've been following this human trafficking. You know, we're right here in the Northwest, right around a lot of the Native American reservations. And I have actually an undercover investigator that's been living on the reservations. And we started doing reporting on this, David. And I have never had so many computer problems, been kicked off my radio show, had my website deleted. I mean, all kinds of literally electronic and other issues, mostly electronic, since I started covering this human trafficking. So, yeah, there is.
And let's talk about that too, because it really is the poor, the poor blacks and the American Indians and anybody who's poor, even poor white people. They go after the poor because just like with civil asset forfeiture, where they take your physical property and you have to sue them to try to get it back, the poor people are not able to do that. And that's especially the case with the children. They simply want to get the children. And they victimize people who can't fight them in court. And I want to talk about CPS. I want to talk about what you found there in human trafficking. Just give us a little bit of a tease of that. We got about 45 seconds before we got to go to break.
Well, you know, I haven't widely reported this yet here, David. I'm actually in the process of forming this investigation. But what we're finding is all the missing, and if you notice the stories, all the missing women here on the Native American reservations, they all shared one thing. It's a certain blood type. So, I mean, I'm talking the amount of women that have been missing from the reservations compared to the rest of the population it's outrageous. And
wow,
there's something behind that. And we can talk about that certainly after the break. I hear that.
All right, we're going to talk to James White on the other side of the break. Again, you can find him on Red State Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Mountain Time each weekday. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed, and that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oils is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good. In my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com. Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to James White, and he has a news organization, Northwest Liberty News. You can find them on Facebook, also on Twitter, at NW Liberty News. And he has a talk radio program every weekday, Red State Talk Radio, 3 p.m. Mountain Time. And, of course, you can find my program on Infowars.com/David-Knight-Show. So just the David Knight Show, but with dashes there instead of spaces. And if you want to keep that up there, you can find archives there. You can find the full show there, as well as each day we cut out certain segments, shorter segments on a particular topic. So you can find that archive there at InfoWars.com/David-Knight-Show. If you want to keep InfoWars up, folks, take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds us. And we still have the specials that we did a week ago, the 50-hour broadcast to support free press and the First Amendment. We have 50, 55, 60% off all products, free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points, so in future you can get 10% discount off of what you spend. And some of the products that we've got there that are now even more than 50% off, the 55% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, now back in stock, the original formula, and that's 55% off. Some of the 60% off products, Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver product, and Bod Ease, our all-natural anti-inflammatory product. So you'll find those there at 60% off, free shipping store-wide, everything at least 50% off store-wide, and double Patriot points for future discounts. All right, let's go back to James White. James, we were talking about how you got started in this at the Bundy Ranch standoff back in 2013, but now what you're focused on is human trafficking and, of course, CPS abuse that's at the center of this. One of the things that has been a common denominator for the most part is I've talked to people across the country in every jurisdiction. They're coming after people who don't have the financial resources to defend themselves. And they come in, you don't have any presumption of innocence, you don't have any due process, they take the kids first, just like they were able to establish that with a civil asset forfeiture, that you don't have any due process, they can take your property. Well, now they're taking your kids first and doing it to people who don't have the financial resources to then sue them in court. And even worse, the kids are tied up in this CPS system, foster care system that is very abusive to the kids. They're tied up in that for months or years as people are fighting to get their kids back. But you're looking at what's happening there at the Indian Reservation. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I'm doing a three-track investigation here, David. I'm doing some CPS stuff, foster care, and also, as I stated, I have an undercover investigator who's been living on the reservations, and we're finding out that, you know, if people aren't unaware, the Native American reservations are almost sort of a nation within themselves, and they're very closed. So, you know, not a lot of what goes on inside those reservations is really known by the general public. It's really run by a tribal council, and it's almost sort of a dictatorship in many sense. We've had reports here where we're in a big battle here for water. You know, most of the work that I've done, David, has been on land stuff, you know, land abuse and land theft, really. Mm-hmm. The water rights issues out here that we're facing out here. And, you know, this is people out here that have stood up against, that are on the reservation, that have stood up against, that stood against the tribe for the water rights. They have literally sent CPS to take their kids. So they're two things. They're using CPS sort of as an offensive, chilling effect for people not to stand up. And they're doing this across the state, across the state, and even all the way to Washington State. So
yeah, I'm not surprised to see them doing that. You know, quite frankly, my suspicions are that a lot of the stuff that we see being done in the name of herd immunity, mandated vaccines and so forth, they're being directed at communities, religious communities, homeschool communities, where they want to punish the people who want to keep their families together, who focus on their kids. And they want to, this is a wedge for them to break that up. Of course, they have a vested interest in terms of setting a precedent where they can control your life in yet another area. And, we're moving into government run healthcare. So they want to establish their total dominance over us in that area. But also there's a profit motive involved there as well, as these politicians are. But I think a big part of it is to come in and to attack these families. So I'm not surprised that they would use CPS as a political weapon against anybody who pushes back against this. And it is a very closed, dictatorial, and socialist bureaucracy that runs these tribal areas. It is a very corrupt system, as Russell Means and many other people push back against that.
Indeed it is. You know, and a couple of things, Dave, if I can give you one statistic, and you may have covered this, but I'm not sure if people are aware that of the people that end up in human trafficking, 88% of them we're in foster care. I mean, that's a national emergency, David. I mean, that is a catastrophic national emergency, folks. 88% of the people that end up in human trafficking were once in foster care. I don't even know. I can't believe that we haven't stood up and done something about this at this point, David. I mean, that's preposterous.
I talked to people, I talked to Dwight Mitchell, who was in Minnesota, a black man. His child was taken away from him. He said at first, you know, the reaction of all these people is, I know I didn't do anything, so let me talk to you and work this out. They use that against people. People don't understand how corrupt this system is. It is designing to steal your kids. It is a human trafficking system by design. It is a multi-billion-dollar industry. There's a lot of money and political power, and it is a corrupt system from the very beginning. They're not going to give you any due process. And people need to understand the nature of what they're dealing with, so they do it at a arm's length issue at the very least.
Well, they're ramping it up even more, David. Now people, I've had two contacts in the last 3 days. I have people contact me all the time. Two contacts in the last 3 days have been cleared of all charges. They did have due process and were cleared of all charges. It was determined that they were not any threat to the children, and they're still coming after their children.
Yes, I agree. So, yeah.
David, I don't even know what the other alternative is, if you can't go through the court system and win in court and they still come after your children. I mean, it doesn't leave you many options, you know?
That is a tragedy. And I've talked to people like that as well on this show. You know, the fact is that they take your kids without the due process up front. They put them in foster care months, years later. You defend yourself. You find that, and you get yourself declared, not guilty, but then they still take your kids away. I had a guy that we had a GoFundMe project for just last week. And, after the judge shut down all the scurrilous charges that were made against him, took the kids and gave them to the mother who was out of state and had abandoned the kids and didn't want any, without any vetting of her whatsoever. And, you know, he can't even get in touch with these kids. It's an amazing system.
Well, you know, when it runs, there's some high level people that are involved in this, David, because I talked to Rodney Garcia, who's a representative here in Montana. He came on my broadcast on a Monday and said, we're putting out a bill tomorrow. We're going to knock $25 million off CPS for the next 2 years, $50 million total, because they're out of control. He says, I've got everybody in leadership's on my side. I think this is going to go right through. It looks good. You know, overnight they got to the leadership, and the next day, nobody wanted to talk about his bill. We're not, don't you mind not, might as well not even bring it up because we're not even going to vote on it. So someone had got certain members of the leadership overnight and they killed that bill overnight and it never even saw the light of day. And the day before he told me, he assured me that they had all the support they needed to have it passed. So something, you know, there's high level people that are, you know, there's a lot of money in this, David, as you stated.
Oh, yeah.
There's billions.
Yeah, yeah, it's human trafficking, it's the pedophile network, and, you know, this is not a conspiracy theory, folks. I mean, look at Dennis Hastert. He was a guy who was a known pedophile. They groomed him to go into Congress. They groomed him to be the longest-serving Speaker of the House for the Republicans. And why is it, as you pointed out, James, why is it that we can't get any of this stuff done? And when somebody realizes what is happening with this, it gets shut down by the people who are higher up. We've seen the same thing happening, for example, in the UK. Jimmy Savile. He had multiple investigations that were started against him by Scotland Yard, and they were shut down by the people that were higher up. After he died, some BBC people were doing a special talking about his life of pedophile and abuse and so forth, and that got shut down by the people at the top of the BBC. I mean, it's pervasive across law enforcement, politics, the media. Everybody is covering for this, and it is a vast network of human trafficking and child abuse.
Well, I've had people tell me, and we're running out of time here soon, I have people tell me that they don't even know who they can trust now because there's a lot of law enforcement involved in it. Now, I'm not vilifying all law enforcement officers, of course, but there are some even law enforcement, and I think recently there's been judges that have been arrested for literally selling the rights to have the kids. I mean, it's amazing.
It goes from the top to the bottom, just as we've seen with the war on drugs. You know, this is a war of pedophilia, really, quite frankly, and child trafficking. And it goes from the top to the bottom. Thank you, James White. You can find him on Twitter at NW Liberty News and also Facebook Northwest Liberty News. Thank you so much, James White.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty.
Welcome back. You know, we just had the New York State Assembly. It's amazing the news that we see coming out of New York, especially when it comes to mandating vaccines. You know, we have the government. They'll prohibit natural, safe things that are very effective, like medical marijuana. For years, locking people up, penalizing people, massive fines, taking your property, and throwing you in cages. And now they demand the right to be able to inject you with whatever they wish, whatever the CDC is selling, whatever big pharmaceutical companies are selling. And it's gotten to the point where media has become their PR people for big pharmaceutical companies. Here's a good example of this in the Free Thought Project. Mom catches CBS using an image of her vaccine-injured child and falsely claiming that measles caused it. This mother is Dawn Neufeld, and she caught them using her child as a poster child to try to fearmonger about measles. Again, it's just measles, folks. We don't need to get concerned about this. 99.99% chance nothing serious is going to happen. So 1 in 10,000 chance that something serious is going to happen. Nothing is risk-free in life, by the way. Your child has a much higher chance of dying walking across the street or drowning in the bathtub. But they want to push these drugs, these vaccines. And so she saw her son used by CBS News. She said, so, CBS Dallas-Fort Worth decided to use my kid as the poster child for a measles outbreak. We did not grant permission of any kind for this picture to be used. Now, that's a biggie right there. When you look at news reports, you will always see the faces of children blurred out for a reason. You don't get a chance to put pictures of kids, even if they're in a crowd, you don't get a chance to put up pictures of children without their parents' express permission. Even if they're in a public space. But CBS did this to promote measles panic. And she said, but here's the irony. Will doesn't have measles in this picture. This is the reaction he had to taking the quote-unquote safe MMR shot. We're not happy about this. Not happy at all. So he has an adverse reaction to the MMR vaccine. And they use this to fearmonger measles. But while we're talking about New York, let's take a look at this hypocrisy. We've had, of course, congestion pricing being enacted in New York. We're going to have joining us in the third segment of this hour, Eric Peters. We're going to be talking about transportation, mobility, and freedom. And, of course, they want to they just enacted congestion charging in New York. They're charging people $12 and up just to enter certain areas of New York. This is something that has already been done in many places throughout Europe. Some cities in Europe have already banned private cars from coming in. But they're going to be using that money to build subways, not to build more parking or more road capacity there in New York. No, they're not going to do any of that. They're just going to shut down your private transportation. But take a look at what they're doing in terms of college tuition. Now, if you are a Gold Star family, that means you've got a person in your family who died in the military, while serving in the military. They tried to get free college tuition for Gold Star families in New York, but the New York Assembly, after already having passed a big raise for themselves, decided that they could not find the money to give free college tuition to Gold Star families. And yet, if you are an illegal immigrant in New York, there are federal, state, and New York City government grants, loans, and college work-study wages to help foreigners, foreign citizens, but not for the Americans who actually died fighting the wars of this government. How's that for hypocrisy? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year. So far, it matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us in the next segment will be Eric Peters. We'll be talking about issues of liberty and mobility, but let's talk about issues of legality here. We're talking about the charges that were brought against Julian Assange and how dangerous this is. But it is a pattern of corruption, as I was just talking about our corrupt Department of Justice with James White in the last half hour of the previous hour. We're seeing this as a common pattern. And I want you to see the commonality of the patterns and how they're coming after Julian Assange and against President Trump. It's the same people. It's the same MO. And President Trump needs to understand this. As the Cato Institute points out, be skeptical of the accusations against Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. They write, many U.S. politicians have claimed that Assange and WikiLeaks are nothing more than witless tools of foreign intelligence services, specifically Russian agents. Or that they are active collaborators with the same. In light of Attorney General William Barr's letter on Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report, which apparently clears President Trump of collusion with Russia in the 2016 presidential election, it would be wise for these individuals to not take that course, wouldn't it? You would think so, wouldn't you? And here's some of the reactions of some of these people. Joe Manchin goes on the news yesterday and says, Senator from West Virginia, former governor of West Virginia, it'll be really good to get Assange back on U.S. soil. He is our property, and we can get the facts and the truth from him, he says. Another one, Chuck Schumer, selling this bogus Russian collusion issue with Julian Assange. I hope he'll soon be held accountable for his meddling in our elections on behalf of Putin and the Russian government. What a bunch of nonsense. I mean, we've talked multiple times to William Binney. William Binney is going to be on with Alex Jones to talk about this. I'm not sure if that interview has occurred yet or not. I think it's happening today. Again, that is total nonsense. It is a total lie. It is a smear against both President Trump and Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Mark Warner, another senator. Whatever Julian Assange's intentions were for WikiLeaks, what he's become is a direct participant in Russian efforts to weaken the West and undermine American security. No, that's what you've accused him of, Democrats. That's you. That's not him. I hope British courts will quickly transfer him to U.S. custody so he can finally get the justice he deserves. A Republican, Ben Sasse, a never-Trumper, called Assange a wicked tool of Vladimir Putin and the Russian intelligence services, said he deserves to spend the rest of his life in prison. House Foreign Relations Committee Chair Engel of New York, Democrat of New York, also talked about Russiagate, said time after time, he compromised the national security of the U.S. and our allies by publicly releasing classified government documents and confidential materials related to our 2016 presidential election. What he did was expose the corruption of Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is not our government. HRC doesn't stand for her Royal Clinton. She is not our monarch. It was not her turn. Her turn is going to be when she goes to jail, if any justice is ever done. She has violated and betrayed our national security unlike anybody. How dare them turn a blind eye to Hillary Clinton and her betrayal of the religion that they've made out of national security and then say that Julian Assange betrayed our national security when he told us the truth. Hillary Clinton has never told us the truth about anything. And the documents that we've seen from WikiLeaks show how disastrous, how corrupt, how criminal her conspiracies were. Yeah, you want to talk about conspiracy? There's real conspiracy with the Democrats, with Hillary Clinton, with the Department of Justice, the FBI, the NSA. That's where the conspiracy is. And it's conspiracy with foreign governments in the Ukraine, in the UK. The only Democrat I've seen here to tell the truth is Mike Gravel. Today I stand with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, he said. I tell you what, as Travis was saying during the break, he said that Mike Gravel is going to be the pebble in the shoe of the Democrats if he gets in the debate. I paid $1 to see that. 65,000 people do. He'll get in the debates. I would love to see him stand up to these people in the debates. But let's go back to the FBI and these tactics that the FBI, the Department of Justice, and all these people have done in terms of over the past 100 years, as they point out. In multiple episodes, writes the Cato Institute, in multiple episodes, over the past 100 years, the FBI and the Justice Department have asserted that a range of domestic actors, from the American Civil Liberties Union to the Quakers, were under the influence of were actively controlled by Soviet agents or other hostile powers. We've had multiple Red Scares. We've had witch hunts. We've had this go on for decades. You know, we had James Comey just absolutely flummoxed that William Barr would say that there was spying going on by the FBI. Spying? I don't know what he means by that. Well, James Comey, you think we're so stupid we don't know what he means by that? We've been talking about it for a couple of years. And he wants to, with a straight face, tell us that he doesn't know what spying means in the context of the FBI? Well, for starters, as I tweeted out this morning when I saw that report, I said, try the FBI COINTEL program. Spying on people, trying to entrap people. That's been going on forever. It's only just recently that they've had the cojones to do it to the president to try to overthrow an election. This is not the FBI going off the rails last year or 3 years ago. The FBI went off the rails before it was created. It was a creature of corrupt J. Edgar Hoover. Go back and look at the Palmer raids. Read some history about where these guys came from. But as I point out, there's been multiple Red Scares. There's been multiple witch hunts with the FBI and the Department of Justice at the center of all of that. And no government officials were ever punished for baseless allegations or actions that they took to ruin other people's lives. They tell lies and nothing ever happens to them, just like James Clapper. So in the case of Assange and WikiLeaks, it is reminiscent of the famous Pentagon Papers case of 1971. In both of these cases, the material revealed misconduct, mismanagement, even criminal acts by government officials. In the case of the Pentagon Papers, the Bill of Rights won. The jury is still out on WikiLeaks as to what's going to happen with that. And, you know, there's not, if we look at what's going on here, nothing really to see in terms of corruption, right? And how the government is operating behind the scenes. By the way, before I move on, let's not forget the role of Mike Pompeo. He called in 2016 during the election, just like President Trump. He was all for WikiLeaks. He described them. Then he became CIA director in 2017. And as somebody who's now as part of the military-industrial complex and the corrupt center of that, he called WikiLeaks an enemy of the U.S., described it as akin to a hostile foreign intelligence service. So it is a bipartisan issue. Bipartisan in the sense you can tell, take a look at where these people line up and you'll know if they are part of the deep state, the broad state, the dark state, our permanent unelected government, and the elected puppets that they put in from time to time. Now, when we look at the role of Ecuador, you know, this guy, this corrupt president that they have there, I mean, they're literally smearing him with excrement. I've got articles here where they say he smeared poop all over the walls of the embassy. What a bunch of nonsense. Because we know that the Ecuadorian president is so clean that he even launders his money. And that's really what they have a problem with. That's why they're slandering Julian Assange this way. It's because he got caught laundering his money. So they smear him saying he's putting excrement on the walls. No, what they did was, and it's amazing because you look at the quid pro quo that's happening here. They do this and at the same time that they're doing this simultaneously, the IMF approves a $4.2 billion loan for Ecuador, whose economy is in the toilet. The International Monetary Fund, based out of Washington, of all places. And you know what the gross domestic product of Ecuador is? In 2017, $103 billion. So right there, that's 4%. Oh, but there's more coming. Another $6 billion is in the pipeline. A 10% boost to the corrupt, bankrupt economy of that guy who was exposed by WikiLeaks in the Pentagon, in the Panama Papers. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're fighting the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 90-95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor's 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information's explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Joining us now is Eric Peters. Eric Peters has a website where he does car reviews, and he also talks about Liberty. And those apparently are not going to be allowed anymore by Google. He's now been singled out by Google. They have called him dangerous and derogatory. He's derogatory to the TurboTax. I mean, they singled out an article where he says, why almost every new car now sports a very small and highly turbocharged engine. Well, that's dangerous and derogatory to talk about that. And you might ask yourself, why is Google concerned about that? I mean, are we now guilty of hate speech if we say positive things about internal combustion engines and negative things about the fatwas, as Eric calls them, from Uncle? Telling us that we cannot have internal combustion engines. We must get electric cars. You speak out about that. You talk about the fallacy of the economics and the engineering behind that. That's dangerous and derogatory to say that, because they are a part of the agenda that is setting out very earnestly to control every aspect of your life. And it begins by controlling your speech. So even somebody who has an auto website doing automobile reviews, if you talk about the mandates and the consequences that are being forced on us in a very rapidly escalating way, in the same way that they're rapidly escalating the attacks against free speech, you get shut down. So again, if you want to help Eric Peters, take a look at epautos.com. Great articles, and of course, he could also use your help if they're going to cut down his advertisements. Thank you for joining us, Eric.
Oh, you bet. Happy to be back, David. Yeah, it's really remarkable. I've been writing about cars now for 25 something years, and it's getting to the point where if I write a car review that has something objectively critical to say about a vehicle, it's going to be taken as dangerous and derogatory.
Yeah, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing, but it's not surprising. It's just surprising, I guess, how quickly things are moving, because we can't even get used to the new normal of censorship before they take it to another level.
Yeah, it's very dispiriting. You know, we had this, for decades, we had this thing where there were three major networks. There were CBS, NBC, and NBC. And then for print and other media, you had basically the New York Times and the Washington Post and the LA Times. And they had a lock on pretty much all of the information that the average person had access to. Then this wonderful technology came along, the internet came along, and all of a sudden a guy like me could compete on equal footing with the New York Times. I could post an article online, and it could be read by as many people as read the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are attempting to winnow that down, close that off, and create a sort of digital panopticon that's controlled by a handful of corporate entities that pretty much control the entire internet. And they're locking it down by essentially demonetizing, deplatforming. They're using what I call a kind of an economic version of the old Alien and Sedition Acts, only this time it's being applied by quasi-private entities rather than the government. And instead of kicking people out of the country or throwing them into jail, what they do is destroy you financially for criticizing anything.
Yeah, trying to basically demonetize you. They've already started making some moves to deplatform people. It is amazing. It is a kind of fascism, because fascism is an alliance between the corporations and the government for the benefit of each of them. I think a better way to approach this is to use their own terminology. PPP, a public-private partnership. It is a public-private partnership to control everything about everybody. That really is the case. But you were talking about how you could compete, and you do compete, with the bigger publications. Always in the history of publication, having a lot of viewers was a good thing. But now that has been flipped, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. As a journalist, as somebody who's been involved in publishing all my adult life, that's just astonishing about where things are right now. You can have a successful website, you can have a lot of readers, a lot of traffic, and they will pull advertising from you.
Yeah.
You know, which means they're actually losing money, and they're just for the sake of punishing you for expressing views which they regard as dangerous and derogatory. And mind you, these are not things that are in any sane world or a free country that would be considered actionable by anybody. These are just simple criticisms. For example, that article that I wrote about the TurboTax was simply to explain to people why so many new cars, especially large vehicles, are coming with these very little, highly turbocharged engines. It was a more technical kind of an article rather than anything else, and yet that's considered somehow some form of dangerous and derogatory speech.
Yeah, and you got a picture of the clip there. Dangerous and derogatory.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. I guess it's racist to talk about turbocharging now, right?
Well, that's probably the next thing. I'm waiting for that shoe to drop because, you know, hey, I'm a middle-aged white guy, straight, and that's probably the kiss of death for me.
Yeah, you sure you didn't say something about tranny missions or something? I mean,
yeah, well, I wonder about that. You know, I wonder whether if I put on a dress and lipstick and whether that would insulate me from some of this stuff.
I think it would. But your point is very important. People need to understand, if you have any doubt that this is a conspiracy between these big corporations and government, if you have any doubt about this, look at how they operate exactly contrary to their economic interests. You know, they have demonetized Eric, they demonetized us, actually banned us off of YouTube. We had a tremendous number of views, but of course they didn't want to make money from that. It was more important for them to push a political agenda than to profit from it. And it is more important, for example, for Facebook to ban political views off of and shut this down in a very heavy-handed, draconian fashion and to damage their own business model and to drive people away from their platform. They would rather do that. Because they're playing the long-term game for their government masters. They're not in this to make any money. They're not in it to build their view counts.
No, it's about stifling people. You know, those who have to work in a corporate environment right now know that they have to toe the line and they can't say certain things and they have to say other things. But there has been this wonderful last gasp of freedom for people such as myself who are independent media to be able to write what we actually believe to be the truth. And substantiate it because we're not beholden to a corporation. But now they're going after us with this form of financial economic attack. And you know, it's potentially very devastating. You know, this is how people make their living, and they're trying to destroy the ability of people to earn a, earn a dollar.
Yeah, you know, conspiracy theorist that I am, I was kind of amazed maybe about 5-6 years ago. I saw where they had set this up. I knew the origins of the internet and the, the psychological control methods that they were looking to enact. I saw how they were moving to fund these individuals like Zuckerberg and certain corporations that would be willing partners with them and so forth, venture capital in the late 1990s. And yet I looked at this and I thought, well, you know, maybe this thing got away from them. You know, maybe freedom caught on so quickly that it got away from them. But no, they're rapidly reining this thing in. They put the walls around us. They got us into the concentration camps, and they're turning on the gas now, aren't they?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I think I noticed what I considered to be the very first sort of cloud in the sky that gave me a lot of foreboding. And it was when the mainstream media sites began to get rid of their comments section. Used to be that some of these sites, including CNN, they post an article and anybody could get on there through Disquis or whatever and post a comment. The problem was that most of those comments were not favorable, and so they shut that down.
That's right. People are pushing back against the obvious lies of the media organizations that had that. That's why they put down the comment, and that's why they are shutting down social media. It is your free speech, folks, that they want to shut down more than anything else. But of course, they're coming after the free press as well. We'll be right back with Eric Peters, epautos.com.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton.
We stopped it. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, on the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors they've taken, everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products. Whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler. Right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eric Peters. The site is epautos.com. Great reviews of practical cars. I mean, if you're looking to get a family car or a sports car that you're going to buy, I mean, we're not talking about the hyper cars that cost millions of dollars, which typically is what you see on the mainstream auto review things. You know, that's kind of interesting, folks, but you're never going to even see one of those, let alone buy one of these. I'm talking about practical and honest car reviews. And of course, he monetizes his website with ads as well as with donations. Now the ads are being threatened by Google because they said he's got dangerous content there. He actually talked about turbocharging and why they are, you know, the moves behind turbocharging and requiring very small engines. And he also talked about Obamacare. That is dangerous and derogatory to talk about Obamacare or to talk about where all of this is headed. And folks, just understand that Google that is shutting down this kind of discussion about how they are controlling our movements, how they're controlling our health care, is also working very hard to try to control the cities that we're going to be living in by 2030. The UN 2030 Agenda for Smart Cities for Sustainability is all coming from the UN. And, of course, Google has got an experiment already going on in the Toronto area. They call it, so unsurprisingly, sidewalk labs, because you're going to be walking a lot in those sidewalk labs, but you are going to be their product. Roll Call was just talking about your car is watching you. Who owns the data? A car can generate about 25 gigabytes of data every hour, as much as 4,000 gigabytes a day. And all that data could be worth $750 billion by, and here's the number again, 2030. It just keeps coming up. So that's not even about the UN environmental agenda of 2030. That's just when they're going to get you trapped in these cities, and they're going to be monitoring everything with 5G. That's really where this is going, isn't it, Eric? That's the pot of gold that they offer to these corporations, giving them a monopoly off of this, letting them trade on the information that they collect on us, and then they can turn that information over to the government as well.
Question. The environmental shibboleths are just that. They're a pretext, a justification to gull people into accepting this. I think it's very much worth mentioning that Google is actively involved in the automated car thing as well,
yes,
which is another one of the pincers that's being applied to us.
That's right. If you want to get into a car, you'll get into the one that's owned and driven by Google. But otherwise, everything in the city, and this is why you've already had some environmentalist leftists in the Toronto area that thought, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to set up the sustainable city just like the UN wants. And they started looking at this and they said, wait a minute. They're monitoring everything about it. They're monitoring what we're throwing away. They're analyzing and recording every aspect of our life and using that for monetization. But the other thing that they don't realize is that even though in the European Union, they've said that data that is generated by cars is owned by the owners, that's not the case in the United States. Going all the way back to the mid-20th century, they came up with the idea that if the government is looking at what you're doing, they can do that through the phone company. They can get the PIN numbers or whatever they want. Anything that the phone company had about you, that actually belonged to the phone company, not to you. And under that, that's a principle under which they've been putting this surveillance state on top of us. The idea that these corporations own the data, we don't.
Oh, sure. And this actually goes back with regard to cars to the 90s. That was when General Motors began installing what are called EDRs, and that's an acronym that's short for Event Data Recorder in a vehicle. And, you know, that's going back nearly 30 years now. And, of course, all the cars that are on the market now and have been on the market for the last 20 years have EDRs. They also have some form of telematics. GM was the first manufacturer to put that in the car in the form of their OnStar system, which enabled the car to be monitored remotely and also, to some degree, controlled remotely.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is going to come on us with a vengeance once they roll out 5G. People are starting to have concerns about the health issues of 5G, but there is absolutely no question about the liberty issues of 5G. That is very well understood. And as we look, we've talked about this before about Elon Musk and how it appears that they're now done with him after they used him to establish some of these ideas of self-driving cars and electric cars and so forth. We now have Tesla stock tumbling. You got Panasonic suspending investments in both Gigafactory 1 and in Shanghai due to quote-unquote financial problems. He's being investigated by the SEC. But they're going to be coming after the people who own electric cars, who bought into all this stuff, whether it's an electric car, even a hybrid car. I mean, even the people who bought into the hybrid cars, they are already have legislation underway to pull the rug out from under them, as we see in Europe. This week we had the ultra-low emission zones rolled out and take effect in London. And they're saying that's just the beginning. It's going to cost you like $31 each day you go into London into one of these ultra low emission zones.
Yep. And in several German cities, they're doing the same thing. And of course, the EU generally just did something a couple of weeks ago that is absolutely potentially catastrophic to driving as we know it, which is to require that all cars, regardless of their type, be fitted with an electronic speed limiter. And it's not just a top speed governor, it's an active governor that makes
yes.
it impossible for the vehicle to drive faster than any posted speed limit whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're going to have GPS on that. They'll have the ability to read signs and so forth, and just to throttle you down. So, we used to always call a speed control on an engine, we used to call it a governor. Well, that's quite literally true now, isn't it, Eric?
It is. And, you know, people need to understand that about a third of all the auto manufacturers in existence worldwide are European manufacturers. And they're headquartered over there, Mercedes, BMW, Volkswagen, Audi, Fiat, several others. And since now, by law, they will have to put this technology into all of their vehicles, the vehicles that they export to this country will also have that technology. It may not be fully activated, but it will be there. And I have no doubt at all that there is going to be a very aggressive push to pass a law requiring that technology be turned on here within the next couple of years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, just look at, and we've talked about this several times, you and I. You went into it in great depth. What the EPA here did to browbeat Volkswagen into giving up diesel and going to electric, hitting them with tens of billions of dollars worth of fines, jailing one of their executives and so forth, the kind of draconian punishment that we've never seen ever in the automotive industry. I mean, we've had situations where there have been safety scandals, exploding gas tanks on Pintos and rolling SUVs and so forth, and they found that they were deliberate shortcuts that were taken by the vehicle manufacturers. But they never had any kind of punishment. I mean, we've got one going on right now with Takata airbags. But they've never, even when people have been killed by this, they've never taken this kind of tack towards punishment as they have according to this emission zone. And today it comes out that Germany's quote-unquote circle of five are now involved in a new scandal. And, of course, the big five is going to be BMW, Volkswagen, Audi, Porsche, and Daimler, Mercedes, Daimler-Benz. They are now in the sights of the European Union for clean emissions technology.
Yep.
This is how they're going to browbeat them even there. They're going to shut down even the German automobile manufacturers, even though that has been a big and still is a big part of the German economy, and the German economy is not doing really well right now.
Well, that's right. And what's unprecedented about this particular case is that there has been no evidence produced of any specific individual being harmed by any of this.
Yeah. Exactly.
There is an excellent movie that was done by a German investigative group about the diesel emissions in Germany. And they actually went out there and measured using the same kind of equipment that the German government uses to measure. And they found negligible to no meaningfully harmful emissions of NOx or particulates, which are the two things that are of concern with diesels. They talked to epidemiologists and other people who are experts in the field, who all dismissed it as absolutely bogus that the emissions coming out of any modern diesel vehicle, anything built within the past 20 years, constitute any sort of health effect, a negative health effect to anybody.
Yeah. And of course, as I began here at InfoWars in North Carolina, where I was coming from, you had the EPA, just as its director, Lisa Jackson, was saying, we're not talking about people getting sick. We're talking about people dying, and more people dying of fine particulate matter than died of cancer. And yet they were doing experiments on humans, hooking them up to the tailpipes of diesel. They took the carbon monoxide out, but they were looking for people to make them sick. We'll be right back.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is.
But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair. He's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it.
Oh, that's not going to be allowed anymore. They're going to tell us what we can and cannot buy. They're working on that very diligently. And they have browbeat the automobile manufacturers with lawsuits and threats. We just had some more threats unleashed in Europe today against the big 5 German automobile manufacturers. BMW, Mercedes, Volkswagen, Audi, Porsche are now being told that they have a limited amount of time. European law enforcers first carried out inspections at the premises of BMW, Volkswagen, Mercedes, Audi in Germany back in October 2017. Now they're saying that they're going to give them 10 weeks to respond with potential fines of up to 10% of global revenue. And they are going to basically shut these people down. They don't want us to have a choice. They don't want us to make any decisions. And they lie to us about what is out there. I've got this article, Eric, here from Daily Mail. They looked at the Land Rover Discovery. They said, well, look at this. It's kind of, you know, it's a 4x4. It's been demonized in the press. And they said, yet if you look at the actual test, they found that it is 20 times cleaner in emissions than a little Renault Clio. But, you know, you're supposed to buy the little car because that's much better for everybody. And, of course, when we look at emissions, we're not looking at the big picture on electric cars either because that electricity has to be generated somewhere. And for the most part, it's going to be generated at a power plant. But that's okay because that's external combustion. And you don't have to see the smokestacks where they're generating the power, because there isn't any such thing as a grid-wide renewable energy resource. It's being done by fossil fuel, or it's not going to be done at all. Your comments, Eric.
Well, gee whiz, I wish that we could bring back the old standard of cost benefit and even more so harm cost before these regulatory fatwas are issued. You know, they should have to demonstrate objectively that, look, here is a specific harm and quantify it, and it should be verifiable before they can just simply fatwa costs onto people. You know, leaving aside the freedom issue, it's absolutely outrageous that they can just pass an edict that essentially requires a vehicle to be almost zero emissions according to some regulatory standard, even if a slightly fractionally higher increase in emissions has absolutely no meaningful effect whatsoever on public health or the environment.
Yeah, well, they've been lying about this to our very faces. I mean, you know, Ed Markey was a congressman when he was doing his little dog and pony show with Lisa Jackson, the EPA regulator, the first one, by the way, who had to resign in disgrace because of an email scandal. She had a fake email account to try to hide what she was doing. And they had a little dog and pony show where they were talking about how they're not talking about people getting sick from this fine particulate matter. No. People are dying, and more people are dying from this than are dying from cancer. That was an absolute lie. And as that was happening, as they were telling that lie to the American public, as much of a lie as what James Clapper said, that they weren't, listening to all of our email and everything. At the same time they were doing that, right there in North Carolina, Research Triangle Park, where I lived, they had an experiment set up where they were exposing people to 70 times the limit that the EPA said was safe. They had pre-screened for people who had respiratory and heart issues because they wanted to try to produce a problem.
Sure. You know, there's a corollary here and a synergy. It's very analogous to the way they're presenting this climate change business. They hystericize a threat. They base that hystericized threat on a computer model, on postulates, on things that have not been proven scientifically. And the media picks that up and runs with it and creates this alarmist narrative that scares the bejesus out of people. And meanwhile, the people are not told exactly what this is going to cost them, both in terms of money and freedom.
Yeah, freedom is the big thing, too. And money is also a part of this. And I think when we get back to these congestion charges, we just had them done for the first time in America in New York. And they're now going to charge people $16 to $20, depending on the vehicle that you've got, to get into certain parts of Manhattan. They've been doing this for a while in Europe, especially in London. And so they've already got congestion charges, but beginning this last Monday, they started adding additional surcharges based on your emissions. And so in these ultra-low emission zones, they're adding now another charge. So you can pay, if you've got a car that gets taxed under the ultra-low emission zone tax, in addition to the congestion charge, you can now have to pay up to $31 a day just to get into these areas of London. It's absolutely amazing.
Sure.
They're going to have a yellow vest revolution there as well.
Yeah, and, you know, it's also a way for them to close what they would characterize as a loophole. And what I mean by that is as follows. Right now, you still have the option to not buy into the electric car, to not buy one of these extraordinarily complex new cars with a 20 PSI turbo engine and a 10-speed transmission, you can drive an older vehicle. Well, if they make it economically impossible for you to continue to drive your older vehicle, it works just as well as an outright ban, as a law that would be passed saying, you know, we forbid you to drive a car that was made before, say, the 2000 model year. But it's more subtle, and it's a really ingenious thing that they're doing.
And they're bringing these long-established automakers to their knees with the kind of regulatory punishment that we've seen already enacted against Volkswagen, but now that they're starting to level against all of the German manufacturers. I mean, they created companies like Google, like Facebook, and so forth to regulate us, to bring us in, to create the company town model for the Internet and to regulate us. But these existing companies, they had to find a way to bring them to their knees, and that's what they're doing. And now we've got all Honda cars, they say, are going to be electrified in one way or the other by 2025. They're bringing it on very rapidly.
Well, the car industry made a pact with the devil, and they did that back in the 90s, when rather than object to some of these mandates and try to make a counter-argument and convince the people that, you know, look, this isn't such a good idea, they caved, and they decided it was better to go along and get along and try to make money off of the mandates, and now it's coming back to bite them. They don't realize that they have served, like Elon Musk, as useful idiots for for the broader agenda.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, all these years we were trying to, they told us, oh, you got to get more fuel economic cars and so forth, higher MPG and so forth. That was just a dodge. Now they're taxing people for the miles driven, for congestion charges and on and on. And as you pointed out, the objective is to get rid of all of the affordable cars because they don't want any private ownership of cars. They don't want us to be able to move around. They want to lock us into the very cities that they are shutting down the transportation on.
Sure. Bet your bippy that if this EV agenda succeeds, let's say, they'll start to criticize the electric car next. Right now, the electric car can do no harm. Once they've established the EV is the only vehicle that you can buy, then all of a sudden you're going to start hearing about all the carbon dioxide emissions that are produced by the utility plants that provide the electricity to run the electric cars and so on. And then they'll start to restrict the electric car.
Yeah, yeah. Things are starting to turn down economically across the globe and across different economic sectors. I mean, we're seeing a slowdown in housing. Christine Lagarde, who's head of the IMF, even though they're showering billions of dollars now on the Ecuadorian president because he turned in Julian Assange, they're talking about how things are really looking pretty grim globally. But it's also true, especially of automobiles, because automobiles had a growth spurt just the last few years. People are able to get financing on them, but now that is starting to really turn down. So there's really going to be a lot of pressure on these automotive companies. But even though the automotive industry is turning down, even though the German economy is nosediving, that's not going to slow them down in terms of trying to shut down some of their biggest industries.
No, because this is not, again, about economics. It's about power.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. You know, when we look at this, I remember when we first saw this collapse of the mortgage industry, I looked at that and I thought, you know, it's kind of interesting because the reevaluation of real estate was kind of mandated from the banks. They said, no, you're going to, they told the appraisers, you're going to change this. And I thought, well, why would they intentionally collapse the industry as apparently that they were doing it at the time? And of course, the understanding is that after they were able to do that, they knew they were going to be able to get bailed out. They used that bailout to shut down their smaller competitors and to consolidate power. So they're playing the long game.
That's right. Exactly. And the whole thing is being played out again. And by the way, with regard to what's going on in the car market right now, sales are flatlining and interest rates on loans are beginning to tick up. And something around the order of 14% of all new car loans that were issued last month carried with them an interest rate of 10% or higher.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That is really going to plummet the car industry.
Absolutely. And, well, you know, the thing is, people talk about the bailouts that happened back in 08. Well, there's been a sort of hidden bailout ever since then, in my opinion, which has been low to non-existent interest financing on new car loans.
Yep. It's a rope-a-dope. Same thing they did with housing. You know, keep the interest rates down low, leave them there for a while, pull everybody in, and all of a sudden puncture the bubble that they have created. Now they're doing it with cars as well. Thank you so much for joining us again.
David.
His website is epautos.com. Google is shutting down his ads, so he could certainly use your contributions, and so could we here at InfoWars. We have 50% off store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double the future discounts that you get for purchase that you make, 10% off with the double Patriot points. Take a look at the products that we have for sale at InfoWarsStore.com. 50, 55, and 60% off. We really do need your support. All of us do in independent free media if you want to stay free.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
By leaps and by bounds, the number
one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking to a father. His website is savejames.com. His son is James, and he is trying to change him, save him from a judge-mandated sex change surgery at the age of six. I never in my life thought that I would see anything like this anywhere. And then we saw it in England, and now we see it coming to the United States. It is absolutely astounding. And I've covered this story before, but the father is going to be joining us live in studio to talk about his son James and his efforts to save him from this. This is a completely different issue, folks, than what you choose to do as an adult. And they are getting rid of the idea of consent. If they can get rid of the idea of consent for sex change, then get rid of the idea that you can't have a child give consent for sex. This is a part of this pedophile agenda. As I was talking to James White, Northwest Liberty News, earlier in the program, talking about the fact that every time somebody realizes the abuse in the CPS system, for example, it always gets shut down. It is a massive human trafficking pedophile network. Billions of dollars involved in that. And we need to understand what's going on with this transgender agenda and the push on our children in kindergarten to try to get them to change their sex against the wishes of parents. So we'll be talking to him coming up in the next hour. I just want to talk a little bit more about the comments that people have had about the Julian Assange arrest. And, of course, one of the most interesting comparisons to this, and it truly is the crux of the issue here, are the Pentagon Papers, Daniel Ellsberg. And remember, it wasn't that long ago that we had Hollywood out there patting themselves on the back about how the Post, that was the name of the movie, The Post, how the Washington Post and the New York Times stood behind Daniel Ellsberg as he released information that the American public needed to know about the Vietnam War but was being hidden from them. And Daniel Ellsberg, who is the one who put that information out, says this is a very serious assault on the First Amendment, what they're doing to Julian Assange. He said, we've had dozens or so indictments of sources. He said, my prosecution was the very first prosecution of an American for disclosing information to the American public. And it ended a couple of years later because of government misconduct. And he said, and then there were two other cases. You know, that was back in the 1960s, I guess. 1970. The end of the 1960s, 1971, I think, was the date of the Pentagon Papers trial. Anyway, he said, between the 1970s and Obama, there were two more. And then under Obama, there were nine or so. Okay? And I've said this before, that if we go back and we look at the Espionage Act of 2017, over that 100-year period, Obama came after journalists and whistleblowers more than every other president combined. As a matter of fact, all of the other prosecutions totaled three. Under Obama, it was nine. Three times. So just remember that, because we've got the left is now, some of the people who are kind of supporting the First Amendment. There is a heavy partisan divide in people looking at the Julian Assange issue, just like there was a heavy partisan divide as people looked at the social media censorship of Alex Jones. We need to get past that. Your free speech and the free press and the First Amendment are more important than these partisan considerations. And yet we still have the Never Trumpers out there saying, this is Russia. Yeah, he's with Russia and so forth. And Trump is with Russia. They're still selling that collusion when it's not there. They're selling that partisan collusion. And President Trump needs to understand that it is the same people who tried to take him down that are trying to take down our Constitution and all future elections, not just that one. This is a bigger issue than you, President Trump, and you need to get on the right side of this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome. We're going to be talking to a father who's trying to save his six-year-old son from a judicial imposition of a sex change. Can you believe that this is happening in America? I've covered this story. We're going to have Jeff in studio with us coming up in the next segment, but I want to spend one more segment here talking about the Julian Assange arrest and how important this is for President Trump to see what's going on. Now, we've had President Trump, you remember during the election, WikiLeaks, I love WikiLeaks, he said. As a matter of fact, he spoke about WikiLeaks and how much he liked Wikileaks. I think it was 140 some odd times that came up. There's a video somebody put together, Trump talking about WikiLeaks 141 times on the campaign trail. Many people who were following the campaign said, Joshua Green said, it's hard to overstate the Trump campaign's enthusiasm for Julian Assange. I was backstage at the second debate, and they literally had an Assange fanboy poster on the wall. And, of course, Pompeo had said great things about Julian Assange as he was exposing the crimes of Hillary Clinton. Oh, but free speech and criminal conduct, that is a partisan issue for both Republicans and Democrats, isn't it? And so now, when Julian Assange was arrested, we had a lot of people asking President Trump what he thought about this. A lot of people on the right, as they like to characterize us, I don't characterize myself as right. I characterize myself as liberty. I stand up for liberty. I'm not right wing. I want to see freedom. If you want to call me a nationalist, I'll go with a quote from Benjamin Franklin. My country is where liberty dwells. And quite frankly, I'm feeling pretty homeless right now. I'm feeling like a man without a country. But when asked about Julian Assange, this is what President Trump had to say.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Well, yeah, I kind of took the Nuremberg approach there. But this is what he actually had to say. Let's play video clip number 6.
Do you still love WikiLeaks?
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. And I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination I would imagine mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
It's not my thing. It's not my deal. Well, President Trump, you swore an oath to uphold the Constitution. And you might want to pay attention to the Bill of Rights, because it doesn't just protect my rights as a journalist. It protects my rights and every one of you listening. Your free speech is also on the line here. And it also protects President Trump. You know, even a powerful politician is no match anymore, really, for the deep state. He better pay attention to this. During the election, he was eager for the help of WikiLeaks. We've got a lot of clips here, things that he tweeted out. He says, I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my deal. Hands off. I don't care. I don't care if the government, if the Department of Justice goes off the rails. I'm going to give a free hand, essentially, to the military-industrial complex to use the same method of operation that they tried to use against President Trump to destroy him. It's exactly the same MO. These guys always run the same way. I believe that these charges about the Swedish rape thing have about as much credibility to me based on who they're coming from and the timing. It has about as much credibility as the P dossier that was put together by these same people. British intelligence, American intelligence, creating these filthy fictions about people. But during the election, going back to 2016, these are all 2016, most of them, like all of them in October, a month before the election, except for one that was in July. The one in July was the WikiLeaks email released today was so bad to Sanders that it will make it impossible for him to support her unless he is a fraud. In other words, that was the leak about what had been done to rig the DNC primaries. All of the Democrats have forgotten about this. It's all about Russia, Russia, Russia. It's not about Hillary, Hillary, Hillary and her corruption. What happened there in the DNC with the superdelegates was far worse than anything she's ever complained about with the Electoral College. That's the hypocrisy of Hillary. But then all the rest of these in October, less than a month before the actual election, Donald Trump said this in October 2016. Very little pickup by the dishonest media of incredible information provided by WikiLeaks. So dishonest, it's a rigged system. I hope people are looking at the disgraceful behavior of Hillary Clinton as exposed by WikiLeaks. She is unfit to run. Why has nobody asked Kane about the horrible views he made on WikiLeaks about Catholics? Media in the tank for Clinton, but Trump will win. We've all wondered how Hillary avoided prosecution for her email scheme. WikiLeaks may have found the answer. Obama. These were things that we needed to know. And quite frankly, I said before, I don't care how they got the information. We needed to know this. Why was this information being hidden from us? Why was mainstream media lying to us about the information? Why were they distracting us with a red herring about Russian collusion and so forth? President Trump was right to talk about WikiLeaks and how important they were. And again, you can see a video somebody put together. 141 times he talked about WikiLeaks. But now he says, I know nothing. I know nothing. I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. It's not my deal. This is the Department of Justice. Has he done a deal? Has he done a deal with these people, these corrupt people who tried to take him out? Is that why they're not trying to take him out anymore? That's my question. That's my concern. I'm absolutely amazed at this. And as Julian Assange lawyer Jennifer Robinson said, this sets a very dangerous precedent. Any journalist can be extradited for prosecution in the U.S. for having published truthful information about the United States. Truthful information about Hillary Clinton. Yeah, the truth is not going to be allowed. Yet another conspiracy theory died today, says Zero Hedge, talking about how a journalist, Aaron Mate, points out that over the last 2 years, just as Maddow and all were feverishly speculating that Trump and Assange were secretly conspiring together, Trump's Department of Justice was secretly trying to extradite Assange. Assange's arrest reminds us how moronic the WikiLeaks aspect of the Trump-Russia conspiracy theory was. And Mate goes on to say the conspiracy theory never slowed even after Roger Stone's indictment revealed that A, the Trump camp had no advanced knowledge of WikiLeaks releases, and B, they tried to find out from Stone, who also had no advanced knowledge. But now Roger Stone is still accused of this, right? What's the crime that he's accused of? Oh, he tried to arrange an interview with As a journalist, he tried to arrange an interview with Julian Assange, a publisher of Truth, who is being persecuted for publishing Truth. This is the dark Orwellian hole that we find ourselves in right now. He goes on to say, Stone had no such knowledge because he had no actual contact with WikiLeaks. And just last month, here's the aptly dubbed Russiagate Grand Wizard, Rachel Maddow, with her graphics showing a, suggesting a Trump WikiLeaks Russia conspiracy plot was thickening. And they've got a tweet from her going back to March the 5th. Hasn't even been a month. Hasn't aged too well, has it? Mad cow. Maddow. Something appears to be happening, she said at the time, March the 5th, this year. Something appears to be happening in federal court that pertains to WikiLeaks and to Julian Assange. Well, he said that something was based on Assange's pre-2016 conduct, not the election hacks being investigated by Mueller. But Maddow admits the inconvenient part of the Washington Post article, instead going with a Stone Cohen innuendo to falsely suggest that this somehow pertains to Mueller. It's total shtick. It's total shtick. That's exactly what's going on here. And yet we still have people, leading Democrats, still trying to push Russian collusion, still trying to push WikiLeaks at the center of Russian collusion. President Trump, this is never going to go away unless you shut this down. And the way to shut this down is, number one, you stand for the Constitution you swore an oath to. And you stand for the First Amendment. And then you need to go full Julian Assange on these people. You need to expose their lies and their crimes. And I'm talking about where this all really went into overdrive, and that was with the lies and the criminal conspiracy behind 9/11. You know it, President Trump. So do we. Tell us the truth. Don't conspire with these people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And by Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance.
and we are winning.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us in the studio right now is Jeff Younger, and the story of what is happening to his family will break your heart. But he is patient zero, and we're talking about this in the break here. This is a cancer, folks, that is metastasizing across this country, and it's just amazing to me to see how rapidly this is moving. Not just the attack against the First Amendment, but it is a full-spectrum attack against our culture, against our Constitution, against our families, and it is coming from every angle, and they're escalating it and broadening this very rapidly. You can find out more about James. He's got a website where you can, I'm sure once you hear his story, you're going to want to help him to fight this. It's savejames.com. Very easy to remember, savejames.com. That is his son. So joining us now is Jeff Younger. Thank you for joining us, Jeff, and telling us about this, because this You're welcome. Something that is going to be is rapidly expanding to everyone. Tell us the story of your son, James, who is 6 years old and now has is in danger of having sex change surgery and I guess chemical castration, right?
It's a real menace that could happen as early as 8, and he's almost 7 now. So,
wow.
The way it started, my ex-wife, Ann Georgelis, she's a pediatrician, believe it or not, in Coppell, Texas, unexpectedly, completely out of the blue, just filed for divorce. And, it turns out that I didn't know it at the time. She had been telling James he was a girl since he was 2.
Wow.
So, a little bit after his 3rd birthday, we were separated. I was in my home. I had my sons. We had equal time. This is before the divorce. He started telling me he was a girl. And I had the presence of mind to pull out my iPhone. It's the first video I ever took on iPhone. Didn't know how to do it. I had to figure it out on the fly and just videotape that. And he's just barely 3, and he's saying, "Mommy says I'm a girl." And she was putting him in dresses, painting his nails, and this kind of thing. So as we went through the divorce process, there's a custody evaluation that happens. And a guy named Blake Mitchell did our custody evaluation. He's a psychologist in Dallas. And I told him that she was tampering with his gender identity and showed him the video. And in his report, he says he found no evidence that she was doing this. So things just kept going on that way. She registered him in school, preschool. We sent him to Spanish Schoolhouse in Coppell, and he was just a boy. Even though I had all these concerns, I kept a close watch. On his 5th birthday, she chose that as his coming out party, and he showed up to his 5th birthday with all of his church friends in a dress. Then she registered him in school as a girl, changed his name in school to Luna. She can't legally change his name without my consent. But he's known as Luna at the school. He uses the girls' bathroom. None of the parents really know about it. So the issue that I've had is all of his authority figures, his teacher, the police officer at school, the librarian, the principals, the lunch ladies, they all say he's a girl. And I was the only authority figure in his life. Me and his priest were the only authority figures in his life that said he was actually a boy. And he really didn't believe me for a long period of time.
How did he act when he was around you?
This is the thing. He's never presented as a girl to me.
Mm-hmm.
He's only presenting as a girl with his mother. With me and everybody else that I introduce him to, he presents as a boy. And what's strange about it is, despite the fact that he presents as a boy to me, and only with his mom is he a girl, the pediatrician that my ex-wife selected still diagnosed him with gender dysphoria, even though he presents normally to me.
This is crazy. When you can have a child, again, at the age of 3 or at the age of 6, they're not thinking about being a different gender. I mean, they're a long ways away from puberty.
Right.
And we have always said in the past that a child has not reached the age of consent. That's one of the reasons why, you know, a child cannot consent to having sex.
Right.
Below a certain age. So in many cases, it's 18 years old or whatever, right?
Yes.
But now they can consent to have a sex change, and that can be suggested to them by somebody else.
Yeah.
But you cannot suggest to them that they are what they are biologically.
You're
right. It's okay to gaslight somebody mentally with this, but you can't say, well, no, biologically, this is what you are. Why don't you wait and see and give this some time? No, you're going to push this on a child and chemically castrate someone by the age of 8. This is amazing. This is why this became a national story, and this has become a national story for both sides, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And there's two proofs for what you say. One is the fact that James presents normally with me gives him a choice of what gender identity we should privilege and which one we should encourage. The psychologists and his pediatrician have chose to encourage the abnormal gender expression inexplicably.
Yeah, the non-biological.
That's correct, the non-biological one. And the courts have put me actually under a number of injunctions. I'm under temporary orders, and I have an actual injunction against me, which says that, and I'll just go through this list. I keep this list on me to make sure I don't violate the law because it's so crazy. I can hardly follow it. So she asked the court for these things. I'm going to put it in the terms that she did. She said she wanted the court to jail me if I ever say James is a boy to someone who knows him as a girl. And that has prevented me from going to school with him or doing any extracurricular activities wherever she presented him as a girl. She wants the court to jail me if I refuse to attend transgender indoctrination classes or if I fail to receive a satisfactory grade by the transgender instructor. She's asked the court that I not use male pronouns and only female pronouns, and that I'd be held in contempt of court and jailed if I do that. I am enjoined from attempting to even convince my son that he's a boy. That's actually in the injunction.
Wow.
Now that means that I cannot teach him traditional Christian teachings on sexuality and gender.
Yeah.
And that means he can't go to Sunday school at my church anymore because we teach out of the book of Genesis.
Wow.
So there's a number of things here. One, these are all prior restraints on parental speech. Prior restraints on speech are totally unconstitutional. We have an unbroken record in the federal court since the Revolutionary War on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a violation of my religious liberty. And I'm finding that this is absolutely routine in family courts. They issue blatantly unconstitutional orders.
Mm-hmm.
Finally,
and this is Texas.
This is Texas.
This is Texas. Well,
it's worse elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. This is not California.
This is
not the UK. This is Texas.
Here's the worst part of it to me, and the part that's probably going to put me in a Texas prison. Currently, under current Texas statutes, there are no exceptions to child support. Mm-hmm. And Texas has been, I think, really good about that, actually. We shouldn't have many exceptions to child support.
Mm-hmm.
So medical costs and psychological costs and psychiatric costs are considered child support in the state of Texas. The current reading of the statutes, the plain reading of the statutes and the common law, the case law, is that I am going to have to pay for the chemical castration of my son and the sexual mutilation of my own son and a sex change surgery. And if I don't pay that, I'll be in violation of a statute called criminal non-support. And that it's a state jail felony, and they'll put me in a prison here in Texas.
See, this is the issue here, folks. This is not about the individual liberty of adults. This is about coming after children. And it is also about making people who have religious freedoms themselves, it is about making them throw that under the bus and bow down and worship their agenda. We'll be right back with this story. This is a horrible story.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We are talking to Jeff Younger about his son, James, who is now in the clutches of the family court, but with a new sinister twist to it, as the transgender agenda has been added to this. This is in Texas, folks. We're not talking about California or New York. We're not talking about the UK. This is in Texas. what you just heard in the last segment and what's going to be coming up here. We're going to talk about some of the perverse incentives that have been put into the judicial system to destroy families. And they are true in any kind of a family dispute. But now his case has become a national case for a very good reason. He's going to tell us about that coming up. Before we get to that, I just want to tell you, if you heard this last segment, I'm sure you're going to want to help to support Jeff in his fight to save his now 7-year-old son from being chemically castrated next year at 8 years old. And if you want to help him, you can go to savejames.com. There is a kind of a GoFundMe, but it's a different organization because GoFundMe actually starting push back against this because it was, had transgender overtones. And so they're not going to take the side of a father who wants to stand with his son on a biological issue. You start having problems with that, so you had to move it to another site.
Right.
And but you can find that there. You'll see the donate button there at savejames.com. And let's talk a little bit more about this. And, of course, as we were going to break, the thing that you said that was likely going to land you in jail, your wife had gotten a whole bunch of different issues there about what you could say and could not say, prior restraints on your speech. But the big issue is that they're going to try to force you as a father to pay for the chemical castration of your son. As you said, you're not going to do that. That may wind you up in jail if it gets to that point.
Yeah, I can't be more clear about this. I am absolutely never going to participate in the abuse of my son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ever.
Good for you.
Now, I have been extraordinarily patient in my point of view as a Texan male, Texan man, born and bred here from Dumas, Texas. I've been extraordinarily patient. You know, I get electronic communication with my child every day. I get FaceTime with my sons. When I talk to my sons in the evening, every single time I call, I see my son being abused. Mm. He's in eyelashes. He's in makeup. Mm. He's in dresses. Okay. And he's being told he's a girl. And I have to see that every day. And guess what? I'm the one that has to be calm. I'm the one that has to be careful what I say.
It's just amazing to
me how this will take
them. How this is switched. And talk about why this is such an important case nationally. I mean, people on our side of the issue,
yep,
who are saying that children cannot make these kinds of determinations and you need to leave very young children alone. Mm-hmm. Let them, if they have an issue with something like this, let them make that determination as an adult. We've got mm-hmm. many, many cases of people who have made a transition mm-hmm. as an adult, had a sex change operation, said it was the worst thing I've ever done, mm-hmm. regret that, as yep. an adult.
Yes.
But now we're telling these kids that they can make up their mind at this early age. Why is this such an important case to the other side?
So the other side looks at it this way. Here we have a child with a normal gender self-expression with his father and an abnormal gender self-expression with his mother. If they can get this child onto the childhood, well, I call it transgender child abuse, the childhood transition, it's called the Dutch protocol. If they can get this kid on it, they can get any kid on it. And that's kind of been their perspective on it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why they've taken such an interest in it. Because this kid could go either way. He could have a normal life.
When he's
life.
With you, he's along the lines of his biological objective
absolutely.
Gender.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Probably one of the funniest things that I've seen on this in this regard. I was interviewed actually by Russia Television One. They came to my home with a camera crew and they interviewed me. And their question to me was, our Russian audience understands Texas is a very religious place. How could this be happening here? And it was kind of my role to explain that.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of the entryism of.
Well, please explain it to me too and to our audience because I'm just as mystified as Russian television is because this is a foreign country as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. It's, there's a concerted attempt to destroy the traditional family.
Yes.
And if you go to any radical left, meeting or group or any committee, doesn't matter. They all talk about the destruction of the traditional family. They see it as oppressive. And the reason they see it oppressive is in a sense correct. The only thing standing against what I call the global homo agenda, right? This sort of uniformity globalist agenda. The only thing standing against it are traditional social structures in Europe and the United States. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
And if they can destroy the family, all that goes away.
That's right.
And they've been trying very, very hard to do this. One of the really evil ways that happens in the United States is through what are called Title IV courts. So the federal government gives matching funds for the collection of child support to the states, and it's massive amounts of money.
They've incentivized it.
They've incentivized
it. The same way that they've incentivized civil asset forfeiture.
Where exactly.
The war on drugs, they steal property without finding somebody guilty of a crime, without
That's
even
right.
charging somebody with a crime.
That's right.
They've now incentivized the entire CPS issue, but even more specifically, this Title IV.
Yeah. What they do is if one parent is paying child support and one parent has primary custody, the child support payments are maximized, and the payments to the state are therefore maximized. You see how it works?
They have an incentive to do this. To destroy the family.
In Texas and other states, the judicial retirement funds even come out of these matching funds, so the judges have a vested interest in ripping families apart and not giving fathers in particular equal time, because it's mostly fathers who pay child support.
So it's a financial incentive for the judges. They get their retirement.
That is correct. That is correct. And thousands of men are put in jail in county courts throughout Texas all the time under this law. And if you call the Texas Attorney General's office, I've done this because I've had my ex has denied me custody on many occasions. I've had to call the police. There's been a lot of stuff that's happened. So the Texas Attorney General office will not help you see your kids. Mm-hmm. They have a script they read, and they're very blunt about it. They say, it's not our job to help you see your kids. Our job is to collect child support. And they're right, because we get like $750 million in matching funds from the federal government. That's enough to fund the whole Attorney General's office.
Wow. Wow. So they have a financial incentive to do this,
yes.
just as CPS does.
Yes.
And this is what we're seeing across the board. Now, you talk about this being an agenda to take away the family, and of course, we understand that the government has, for the longest time, I mean, going back to Plato, mm-hmm. you know, we gotta get the kids away from the family because then they belong to the state. And
That's
we gotta
right.
get over this idea, as Melissa Harris Perry told us, this idea that the children belong to you. They don't. They belong to the village. They
That's
belong
right.
to the state. If
That's
you go
right.
back and look at some of the seminal laws that created the mm-hmm. CPS abuses, it goes back to Hillary Clinton, where it takes
yep.
a village to take your child. Okay,
Definitely.
So there's that dimension of it. There's a political dimension of it, where they want to get the children at an early age, take them and raise them as the parents, with the state as the parents. And that
yep.
goes all the way back to Plato's Republic. They understood that as a tactic.
Yeah.
But there's also a spiritual aspect of this as mm-hmm. well, right? And this
there
the
is.
Destruction of the family, the destruction of humanity.
There is. You know, it's so funny you mentioned that. I'm in a reading group. We're rereading The Republic right now, and we've just gotten to the part where he starts talking about the family. Yeah, the conflict here is irreconcilable between the two sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's really coming down to either you support traditional child-rearing practices and raising boys as boys and girls, or you don't. And there's really no middle ground.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to recognize that making better arguments, you know, raising awareness, getting angry, are not the ways in which we're going to win this fight. We have to do all that. They're necessary, but they're not sufficient to winning.
Mm-hmm.
We have to look at how the left have won, I think. The left have a blueprint for how to win. What they've done, you know, people call me a conspiracy theorist when I talk about it.
Well, hang on, because we're going to get to that in the next, how the left has won, because that is very important. How have we lost this? Why have we lost this? How have we lost our families? How have we lost our faith in God? Because, you know, the government has to be God. The government has to be parent. They are not going to allow any competition from God or from our families. They want to be all in one, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent in our life. And so we'll be right back. SaveJames.com. We'll be right back.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Nourish a probiotic, friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about who the makers of rules are. How do we get to this point? Why have we lost? Jeff Younger has got some very informed ideas about this, and he has experienced this directly. So he's going to talk about how this works with families. I've talked about how this works with the administrative state many times. The only person I know that is even talking about this or aware of this in Washington is Rand Paul, and one or two individuals in the House. He puts up the Reins Act. You know, we have Congress is not writing our laws. They create agencies. Those agencies then create rules. And because they're rules, they say you don't have any due process. You don't have any presumption of innocence. We can take your property, call it civil, and so we don't even have to find you guilty. We don't have to even charge you with anything. We just take it. And this all began a long time ago with the IRS. This is how this thing has evolved. And Jeff is going to tell us how this works in family law, because this is a full spectrum tyranny. Before we get back to that, I just want to tell you how you can support him. His website, where you can find some great articles about this. One of the topics that we're going to be talking about, he's got an entire article about this that he's written. Larger legal, scientific, and social issues. That's what we're going to be talking about. So it is a wealth of information. Learn from what they are doing to Jeff, and because they're going to be doing it to your family if you don't stand with him. And if you want to stand with him, you can find a donation button there to help him there at savejames.com. It is horrific what they are about to do to his son in about a year. And this is in Texas, folks. It's probably worse where you are than it is in Texas, one of the most conservative states in America. Also, just want to put in a plug for us. If you can take a look at InfoWarsStore.com, we still have our 50% and more sale there on all products at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points. That's discounts for any future purchases. Up to 10%, you'll get on those future purchases, but you can get 50, 55, 60% off everything at InfoWars Life, InfoWarsStore.com, all of our InfoWars Life products. These are things like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 55% off. We have 60% off of Brain Force, DNA Force Plus, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, and Bodies, our all-natural anti-inflammatory product. Those items are 60% off. So take a look at the products that we have there. We try to make it affordable for you to get safe, effective, natural products. And this is what funds us in our fight for free speech and for your rights as individuals and as families. So tell us, Jeff, why have we lost? That's where we left off with this when we had to go to commercial break. Why have we lost in this fight?
Well, you know, let's just think about how common sense what we're talking about is. In Texas, it's illegal for a kid to get a tattoo until they're 18.
Mm-hmm.
Parents can't even consent to it because it's a permanent thing for the child, and they need to be of age in order to make such a decision.
We don't let them vote to a certain
age. No, no.
We don't let them have sex until a certain age, at least for the moment.
But we'll cut their penis and their testicles off. It's really unbelievable. So we're just talking about something that's very common sense. How did the left win this? How did they get courts to go along with it? Why are the courts even taking this seriously? The left is not in a debate. And unfortunately, all the rest of us have been in a debate. We think that if we make better arguments, if we raise more awareness, it'll just change things. The left realized long ago that we are in a post-constitutional society. And they realized that long before most other people. And they realized that the levers of power in this country come from institutions. They don't come from the vote or anyplace else. So what they've done in my case, like in family court, they know that the conservative foundations, for example, religious foundations, will not enter family court. Hmm. So I can't get any help in family court from any of the traditional
foundations.
Because the family courts are totally lawless. In this case, the conservative foundations are right. The family courts are not constrained by statute or the Constitution. Almost every order that comes out of family court is unconstitutional, right? Prior restraints on speech are extremely common. The federal courts, if you get up to the federal courts, takes you 15 years to get there out of state court. If you get up to federal courts.
And your child is grown up.
Exactly.
Then.
Right. Yeah. When you get to federal court, they've always upheld that for any court, state court at all, to interfere in the parent-child relationship, they have to follow what's called a strict scrutiny due process test, which is the highest test that a court has to pass, the highest hurdle in order to interfere. And about the only way to do that is to say a child will be injured. So anything that's below neglect and child abuse, anything in there is, you know, the court really isn't supposed to be manipulating anything. But they routinely impose their own views of child rearing. And here's how it works. The LGBT entryists have gone into professional organizations like the American Psychological Association and systematically subverted them and turned them to their own policy agendas. And the reason they can do this is that the diagnostic criteria that are used by psychologists in the United States are created not by scientific methods, but are actually created by bureaucratic and democratic methods. They vote on it. So if they can construct enough institutional power, they can change all of the diagnostic recommendations. And what happens is when a psychologist comes into a family court, he's constrained by his profession's policies.
Wow.
And when he makes a recommendation in court, the family court judges are not going to overrule an expert. And so effectively, these professional organizations have the force of law in family court.
So if they can get in and get elected to being in a position of control mm-hmm. of the American Psychological yes. Association, then those politicized people, they can set policy, and no psychiatrist or psychologist can go against that.
That is correct. Or it's very, very difficult
yeah.
to do so.
Yeah. Because you can get kicked out, right? That's your livelihood.
If you go to the blog at savejames.com, I have a whole article which lists the 7-step process by which they do this. Basically what they do is they take some abnormal behavior that goes against traditional family practices. They convert it into a status, from a behavior into a status. Then they attach rights to it, and then they use existing civil rights laws to force you to do what they want you to do.
That's which is where they're coming now
yeah.
at us on a nationwide level. This
yes,
is
sir.
What Peter, I call him Buttigieg because I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah.
But that's what he's pushing now, along with Nancy Pelosi, the
yes.
Equality Act.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to then turn this into a status. They're going to turn gender orientation into a status as
yes.
race and sex were. Now, we know that those are biological and objective.
Yes.
You know, you have a certain skin color, you have
That's
a
right.
certain sex, but now they're going to take away the objectivity of that.
That's right.
And the purpose of that is to use that law to overturn what we all understand is a wrong-headed policy, just as we saw that Baker fight all the way to the Supreme Court and win at the Supreme
mm-hmm.
Court because they lost all the way to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
They're now going to try to undo that with the so-called Equality Act. Well, I don't want equality. I want freedom and dignity.
Yeah, there's a difference between liberty and license, and we've understood
yeah.
that in this country for a long time. We really lost that distinction, right? The way this kind of process works on the left, and the reason why the side that favors traditions, you know, customs and traditions have been the bulwark of liberty throughout history, not laws, right?
Yes.
You can even make the argument that statutes aren't really laws, that customs and traditions are really the laws because that's how the laws are interpreted, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the way they do this is they really pick things that are crucial to our traditional practices to go after. And they've been very successful in reclassifying behavior as a status.
Hmm.
So, for example, if you ask the rigorous objective biostatisticians, there's no evidence at all. It's just none that you can find to believe that a person could have a girl's brain in a boy's body.
Mm-hmm.
There's the scientific evidence does not support such a view. There's no neurological basis to say such things, but they're claimed over and over again all the time as though it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And in fact, we had an expert witness testify at the first hearing when she tried to remove my parental rights. And he put it in these stark terms. He said, do you want to be having this conversation with your child around a cemetery stone or around the kitchen table? As though gender self-expression was something that was totally innate and immutable.
Yeah.
Whereas the American Psychological Association itself says that it's socially constructed by parents and peers. You teach a boy how to be a man. You teach a girl how to be a proper woman, right?
Yeah.
And we all recognize that there's a behavioral component to this, right? And now they're in this weird position where they have to affirm both, and they have a logical contradiction to resolve there.
Well, you have a wealth of information there at your site. Again, it is savejames.com. And as you can hear from Jeff Younger, he has been in the thick of this. His case is very important to both sides. He understands the foundation of this tyranny that is being rolled out to destroy our families, to destroy our culture, to destroy our rule of law. If you want to help him, there's a donation box there at savejames.com. But just go there and take a look at what he has gone through. Take a look at what he's talking about in terms of the larger legal, scientific, and social issues. He really does understand this issue, and we better understand it because we are losing our families and losing our country. Thank you so much for joining us, Jeff. Good luck to you.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for our program. Thank you for listening.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.